Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We'll begin with the Irish Independent this morning, which tells us that the number of deportations from Ireland is expected to rise significantly before the end of the year. The government planning to double the number of deportations. Government ministers have been briefed on plans to ramp up the rate of expulsion of foreign nationals who've been determined to have no right to remain here. And as I say, they're aiming to double the figures for 2024. At least 2,000 people expected to have been sent home on deportation flights by the end of the year. It's also the front of the Irish Times, which tells us there has been a threefold increase in deportation orders issued so far this year compared with the same period last year. And this is a deliberate hardening of policy towards immigration by the government. And there's also been a dramatic decline in the number of people seeking asylum in the state in the first 3 months of 2025. Also on the front of the Irish Times, interesting one, for men who are considering taking parental leave, taking parental or family leave is regarded as career suicide for men in some companies. This was a big employers conference in Dublin, which heard the comments. IBEX head of skills and social policy, Cara McGann, says unless we start to fix that for men, we won't fix that for women either. The idea being that parental leave is career suicide for men, and Cara warned against assuming that all straight white men benefit from current work practices. This was IBEX annual employment law conference in Dublin, and apparently there are a generation of young men who believe their voices are not being heard in conversations about workplace culture and fear they may lose out where diversity, equity and inclusion policies are pursued by employers, which looks like we're importing that from the US, and that belief about DEI across the pond seems to be seeping in here as well. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page has an exclusive. The TD's letter, a row over deal and a €103 million A&D. And the Irish Daily Mail says that the deal between independent TD Barry Heenan and the government to support the coalition does include a new €103 million A&D unit in Dublin's Beaumont Hospital. Now, that's despite the fact that Taoiseach Micheál Martin has long insisted that no pacts were made with the regional independents in exchange for their support on forming a government. The Mail says that Barry Heenan promised support so long as his priorities were progressed. Read more about that in the Mail. Front of the Irish Examiner, if you'd like to buy a castle, well, now you can. The chance to buy a real Disney castle and 56 acres of Disneyland in the bargain in coastal West Cork has just come to the international property market. That's if you have €7.5 million to spend. Disney castles are global cultural icons, and here a Coolmain castle, one that was built far, far earlier, is now up for sale than some of the Disney castles that emerged in the 1950s. This castle goes back to the late 1700s there. And there's 9 bedrooms, a tennis pavilion, a lily pond, a walled garden, a courtyard, a staff guest house, stables and cove access all up for sale. The main story on the front of the Irish Independent, this incredible story, Cormac O'Keefe writing, it was a moment that stunned and moved court practitioners, usually hardened by years of dealing with murder and rape cases. The sight of Father Paul Murphy reaching out to his attacker, placing his left hand on the boy's shoulder and talking intimately with him while the boy placed his hand on the priest's back stopped people in their tracks. The priest's left arm had suffered the brunt of deep wounds from an 8-inch hunting knife that the then 16-year-old boy used in an Islamist-inspired attack. Just incredible scenes in court yesterday after this incident at the Renmore Barracks in Galway City. It's also the front of the Irish Daily Mirror. Thank God it was me. A Defence Forces chaplain who was repeatedly stabbed by a teenager hugged him in court yesterday. A lot of the papers covering that, and a rare sight to see in court. The Irish Sun on the front page, demon killer. The family of murdered mother of three, Larissa Serban, have branded her killer partner a demon devoid of any humanity. The Irish Daily Star on the front page, like we were in a horror movie, gunman's family tell of nightmare after killers jailed for brutal murder. Inside the paper's interesting one when it comes to young people and housing. The goal now is to get social housing. It's not your traditional home, your traditional mortgage. That seems to be beyond the reach of a lot of young people, because there's a new survey out today from PTSB, and the Irish Independent says surging house prices have prompted large numbers of young people, younger people even, to ditch their plans to buy a private home and instead apply for social housing. So the dream of their own place is fading for people in their 20s and 30s, because you wouldn't get a mortgage with the price of houses at the moment. Obviously, they're struggling to get a deposit and pay for rent and things like that. And most people surveyed say that property prices are worrying them, and that they are worried that the prices will continue to rise. And almost half of people surveyed by PTSB in the market to buy a home are now considering applying for social housing instead. Also in that paper, there's a big press conference this morning where it's going to be announced, and the Irish Independent have the news that the government is going to review the nutritional value of hot meals given to school children around the country daily. Now, the hot meal scheme is already provided in more than 2,000 schools, and today it's going to be expanded by a further 713 schools. But this review, which is also going to be announced today, will not involve a separate appointment by the government, and it will instead be carried out by somebody with expertise in the area. We have had the HSE's Donal O'Shea call for the scheme to be evaluated there because he had seen sausages and potato cubes being given to kids, a creamy carbonara with white pasta with very high saturated fat and processed meat, and on Friday they can have a chicken fillet roll. That's what Donal O'Shea was worried about, so now they're going to review what the kids actually get in school. Staying with young people, the Mail tells us that Gen Z can't seem to stop checking their phone even when they're supposed to be having a conversation. Now, apparently you're supposed to feel sad for young people rather than angry, because experts say that the constant need to look at their phones is a manifestation of the anxiety and isolation felt by young people in their late teens and early 20s. And if you're having a conversation with someone from the Gen Z generation, a research reveals it takes just 2 minutes for them to reach for their phone during a conversation, and around three quarters admit that they struggle to maintain concentration when they're talking to someone, and 39% feel a strong urge to look at their device when they're face to face in a conversation. Making your bed every day and having empathy for others are two of the top life lessons we want our children to learn before they leave the home. That's in the Star. We also expect our children to be able to budget money and even cook a decent spag bol. So these are the top 10 life skills we hope our kids have when they leave the home. Number one is to keep their room tidy. Then it's make their bed every day. Then it's put away and hang up the clothes. Then it's do a grocery shop on a budget. Then it's start a savings account. Do your own washing. Look after your mental health. Shop for a bargain. Have empathy for others. And fold laundry properly. So the big takeaway there is that parents are just obsessed with their kids doing their laundry, putting away the clothes, doing their own washing and folding it properly. That's really what parents are worried about. And finally, today is National Pet Day, and Irish people, according to the Mirror, are naming their pets after Donald Trump. The survey found Larry Gogan, Elizabeth Taylor and Michael Collins are the other celebrity names given to our furry friends. Unusual names reported by this survey from Pet Insurance include Goose and Maverick, Guinness and Bark Twain. And around 97% of people who responded to the survey said their pet is extremely important in their lives, and 10% have a dedicated social media account. Henry McKean will have more on this on the Pat Kenny Show here on News Talk later as well, because we're celebrating National Pet Day today. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher. Providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.